let's return now to that news that Boots has pleaded guilty to breaching legislation aimed at protecting consumers from misleading prices. Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, is on the line. Conor, will you tell us about this case? What did Boots do?
Well, in essence, what happened is Boots was identified by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission as having misleading prices on three specific items during the Black Friday sales in the winter of 2023. Now, the Dublin District Court was told this morning that those three items were a toothbrush, an Oral-B toothbrush, as it happens, that was advertised for sale at €470. And the advertising or the price labelling said that it was down from a price of €999. But the CCP investigators had found that it had been selling at a price of €470 before the sale had been launched.
I take it this was a very fancy toothbrush indeed.
It must have been if it cost €1,000. Let's face it, you'd want to have really special teeth to use that. But then another Oral-B toothbrush was advertised as being on sale for €240, and the full price, according to the Boots labelling, was €599. But the CCPC investigators had found that before the sale started, that toothbrush had been selling for €228, and then there was a bottle of perfume or Dior aftershave, which Boots said was on sale for €104.55, and the full price was supposed to be €123, but the CCPC investigators found it selling for €95 in the days before the Black Friday sale started. Now, they fell foul of relatively recent legislation that was introduced in 2022. And that legislation was designed to protect consumers from misleading sales prices. And the law requires a trader to base any discount that they're advertising as part of a sale on the lowest price in at least the previous 30 days. And they have to display that lowest price clearly on the price tag. So Boots was found to have breached the law because the price of the Dior aftershave had been selling for cheaper than the sale price in the 30 days before the sale started, while the Oral-B toothbrushes were either the same price or cheaper. Now, they're not alone in that, because only this legislation has come before the courts on one other occasion, and that was in March, when three other retailers fell foul of the rules, and they were Lifestyle Sports, DID Electrical, and Rathwood Home and Garden World. Now, Judge Anthony Halpin in the district court said that he was going to apply the Probation Act. They pleaded guilty to one of the three cases before the court today, not the other two, but they were accepted as part of the evidence. And as a result, they had to pay €1,000 fine to the Penny Dinners charity. So they haven't got a conviction. The Probation Act was served. And what the Boots legal team said was they had tens of thousands of products on promotion as part of their Black Friday deals, and only a tiny, tiny percentage of them had misleading prices, which they attributed to human error, and they said that they regretted it enormously.
Conor Pope of the Irish Times, many thanks for that.